Track 13, Unit 3, Listening 2, Memory and Smell.
Good morning, everyone. Let's move on from our initial studies of nostalgia by recapping what we discovered in our previous lesson. Well, we've now seen that nostalgia can be described as a yearning to return to our past. We can also say that rather than reminiscing about our real past, we tend to conjure up a romanticized version of it. Psychoanalysis calls this screen memory because we're inclined to filter out the negative experiences to give us an ideal version of what really happened. Remember that we came to the conclusion that nostalgia did not refer to any specific memories. A more accurate description would be that of an emotional state. Now, this morning, we're going to look at more research in this area that suggests that these past emotions are particularly connected to the sounds, smells, and images that we experienced simultaneously with those feelings. I should add that all the senses may be used to trigger the nostalgic experience. Hearing music, touching a fabric, tasting a particular food, seeing photographs, but one of the most powerful is smell. This is sometimes known as olfactory evoked recall. Nearly everyone has experienced a moment when a smell has made them recall a long-lost memory from the distant past. It may be the smell of chlorine reminding you of a summer spent splashing around in a swimming pool, the perfume of a long-lost friend, or the aroma of freshly baked bread taking you back to your grandmother's kitchen. The smell of wood smoke can put a nostalgic smile on our faces as we look back on a summer camping trip from our childhood, whereas the smell of mouthwash may give us a flashback to a rather unpleasant trip to the dentist. Why do smells produce such strong emotions? How can a smell bring back memories and call up powerful responses almost instantaneously? The reason is the olfactory bulb, which is a part of the brain responsible for the perception of odours, is also part of the brain's limbic system, an area so closely linked with memory and feeling that it's sometimes called the emotional brain. Research has shown that when areas of the brain connected to memory are damaged, the ability to identify smells is actually impaired. Let's consider how powerful olfactory evoked recall can actually be. I would like to refer to Dr. Johan Villander's study of groups of adults whose average age was 75. The researchers offered three different sets of the same 20 memory prompts. The prompt as a word, the prompt as a picture, and the prompt as a smell. The scientists found that the word and visual cues brought back memories mainly from subjects' adolescence and young adulthood. However, the smell prompts called up recollections from early childhood under the age of 10. Despite such memories coming from the extremely distant past, the volunteers claimed that they tended to convey the sudden sensation of being taken back in time. They described these memories much more clearly. The ability of smells to trigger autobiographical memories that are exceedingly graphic and detailed is widely known as the Proust phenomenon. According to Marcel Proust in his novel In Search of Lost Time, odour and taste trigger very emotional and detailed memory recall. However, Proust's ideas were expressed in a novel. Is there any scientific research to support the idea that olfactory stimuli can provoke long-term memories more effectively than other sensory stimuli? And how do we determine the concept that olfactory evoked recall methods are useful to us in possible treatment of patients? If we can find evidence, then we should be able to apply this knowledge to our particular area of interest this week, which is the treatment of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. As we've discussed before, PTSD is an anxiety disorder that can develop after experiencing any event that is psychologically traumatic. Let's refer to the study by Toffolo et al. At Utrecht University from 2011. In an experiment aimed at investigating aversive memories similar to those experienced by PTSD patients, 70 healthy women watched a film designed to provoke aversion. The scenes in the film included a car accident, genocide, and a circus accident involving people being trod on by an elephant. They were also simultaneously exposed to olfactory, auditory, and visual triggers, a particular smell, coloured lights on a black wall, and neutral background music. 1 week later, the participants were exposed to only one of the three stimulants and asked to relate their memories of the film. The results revealed that smell-evoked memories of aversive events were more detailed than those evoked by auditory triggers. Visual triggers were also more effective than auditory ones. The findings of that study concluded that smells are more effective than music when triggering traumatic memories and are as effective as visual stimuli. Remember that music has always been considered to provide equally powerful memory triggers. We should also note that because all of the participants were women, the research does not include the whole human population. Nevertheless, research by Tolan and Foer proves that more women than men suffer from PTSD. Therefore, the results are meaningful for this particular group. So, how can olfactory-evoked recall methods be useful in the treatment of PTSD patients? Let us now look at a real case study. Can you all turn to page...